With you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews quarreled amongst themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate it and died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things were said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, boys and girls.
You have a half day today, huh? Yeah, we'll have a good weekend, all right? How many of you ever heard of the Saint Paul before? Raise your hand if you've ever heard of Saint Paul, okay? Very good. I'm glad a lot of you have. Put your hands down. Saint Paul is one of the greatest saints the church has ever known. But before he became a saint, he really wasn't a very nice guy. In fact, he hated Christians. He didn't like them at all. But the reality was, he didn't really hate Christians for who he thought they were. He hated them because he misunderstood them. And how many times in our own lives have we misunderstood people, have we not? And sometimes we've judged them, and sometimes we've said unfair things about people, including the adults here today. I'm guilty of that myself. And sometimes our words really hurt, do they not? And when we say things about people that are not nice and not true, we too are persecuting people by doing that. But the good news for all of us is there's always an opportunity to do better. Saul became St. Paul, one of the greatest saints the church has ever known. And my hope and prayer for each and every one of you is that one day you will be a saint in heaven. Because heaven is where we all want to go, correct? Yes or no?
No.
I hope you were joking. I know you're joking, okay? Because look at these windows now, boys and girls, of all the saints here in heaven. And what a beautiful, beautiful thing that would be that one day, maybe 100 years from now, Holy Family has to make room for another window because one of you will be the biggest saint that Holy Family has ever seen, okay? So maybe one day we'll have a Saint Ricky of South Pasadena, all right? That name just came to me right now, okay? But you know what I mean. So remember, how we treat each other does matter. What we say about people matters. We don't want to be known for being a gossip or stirring the pot. What we want to be known for is how we can love each other and be kind and empathetic and loving. So what I want us to all do right now is to bow our heads and let's think of one person that we've been mean towards, one person that we've misjudged, one person that maybe we've talked about. And let's pray for that person right now, and let's challenge ourselves to change our ways like the great Saint Paul did.